Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 After the Hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. My pleasure, as always, to continue to be with you, especially when I get a chance to reintroduce you to a great member of our Brain Trust, one of the smartest guys I know. Peter Meyer is with us, ladies and gentlemen. Peter lives in Australia. He lives in America. He's got dual citizenship. He's been a member of our Brain Trust now for over 11 years, and he is the author of a couple of my favorite books, Warp Speed Growth and Creating and Dominating New Markets. Yeah, folks, that book, you know, the one I talk to you about all the time, even when Peter's not here. Peter Meyer, welcome back to the show.
Thank you. It's a true pleasure to be here. Thank you very much for having me on again. And did that make me a triple citizen if I'm in the Brain Trust?
I think that's exactly right. We'll get your passport updated real soon. But be careful who you show that to. It might actually keep you out of some places if you show them that. Hey, Peter. One of my mentors once said to me, make lots of decisions, and if you know what you're doing, you'll make most of them right. What do you think?
I think that is true. I look at it as being three separate steps to the decision process, but if you make a lot of decisions and you're willing to make more, you're going to do well.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to do well. Your mentor's right, and so are you.
Well, one of the things he was trying to say, without saying it specifically, was make lots of little decisions. Don't put off a decision. Don't see something that needs to be done and see it as one big hairy decision that could take you down. Look at it as something that needs to be approached with a lot of little decisions before you get to the big one. What do you think? Or maybe the big one becomes the aggregation of a bunch of little ones instead.
I think the answer is more the former than the latter. And I think what we need to remember is that any decision we make today is less important than how we pursue it. I'll come back to that later. But the key thing is that decisions get to change because the workplace we're working changes. We change our environment every moment of every day. When we do that, our decisions have to follow, not lead. So, yes, we make lots of little decisions, and that's what's going to help us succeed.
Right. So do you think people have a problem with this? Do you think there are people who have a difficulty making decisions? Do you think that's what prevents some people from being successful?
There's no question that there's a number of people who feel that way about decisions. And I have to say that as I'm working on this new book I'm working on, that I come across two kinds of leaders. There are leaders who recognize that making decisions has some risk, but the not making them has more risk. Hmm. And there are people who feel that the risk of a decision at all is not worth the effort.
Hmm.
And the latter group are the ones who get in trouble.
So decision making is heavily impacted by their comfort level with risk.
Exactly. And what they don't often realize is the risk of not making a choice is the risk of being stuck in the past.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a higher risk than one of making a wrong choice and changing it.
Well, what they're not realizing is that either way, they're actually making a decision.
Exactly right. Well phrased. You should be on the radio.
because if you're faced with a decision and you don't make a decision, you've made a decision. You've decided not to move in a direction, not to take something on. You would decide to avoid whatever that is. And you may think that you didn't make the decision, but you really, you could have gone in one direction and chosen A or B, but what you chose was not to go in that direction, which means you chose X, and that brings with it its own consequences. And as you were alluding, some risks of its own, doesn't it?
It's very, very true. I think that the technical term that we want to use here that most correctly describes the behavior is avoid. Avoiding. Avoidance. Mm-hmm. Avoid means to create a void. And no business works well in a void. No personal relationship works well in a void. Mm-hmm. We need to move forward and not create more voids.
Inertia is a problem. You know, in, as you know, Peter, I spent many years in the military. And what I learned about leadership in the military is troops would rather worry that you might be making the wrong decision as long as you make the decision than to watch you not make a decision.
Very well.
They actually are more inspired by a decision you make, even though they're concerned about it, than if you decide not to make the decision.
Again, very well put.
And I will talk about this more after these messages, folks. It's all about leadership. It's all about making things happen. It's all about being successful and dealing with your own fear of failure. And remember, failure is the harness mate of success. 22, stay with
me. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.